And you can give us a call anytime on the McDonald Jones Homes open line. An incredible $50,000 off all new homes with McDonald Jones is on now. You can get started today. 1300 01 1170 is our number. Where are we at with this NFL divisional game at the moment, Joe? So we've got the Rams leading 17-3.
They are pumping them at the moment. Not good if you're a Bucs fan.
All right. We'll keep our eyes on that one. So plenty happening, of course. And, of course, day eight of the Australian Open gets underway today after Ash Barty. Well, she got tested last night. And I think it's she had two matches under an hour, first couple of matches under an hour. So, you know, you breeze through the first week if you can. This is the mantra of the top players here. Get through the early games as quick as you can because you know you're going to face a road bump somewhere along the way. And that's exactly what she faced last night. But then I think it only just went over an hour anyway.
Dealt with it with flying colours. Was obviously pushed. But Ash has been around for a while. She knows that. She'll be prepared for it. She's just steadily increasing every match that she goes along. And it's an ominous sign, I think, for anyone else in the competition because she looks like she looks really good, but she also looks like she's still got plenty more.
And I thought the way that she spoke to Jim after the match last night, and she spoke about how it was about getting herself back into her rhythm and back into control of the points so she could start to play the way that she wants to play. And that's critical to those top players. They want to be able to dictate terms of the match and dictate terms of the 2 weeks themselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really looking forward to seeing her next one against American Jessica Puglia, which will be... which will be good, another test.
Which is going to be tough, but do we think Ash can go the whole way?
Absolutely.
Yeah, now you're talking. Let us know your thoughts, 0457 736 736. Let's go to the McDonald Jones Homes open line. Harry's on the line this morning. Morning to you, Harry. Now, you want to talk about wrestling that was going on last week with Jimmy and Joe, and take us down memory lane if you can.
1957. I went to Sydney Stadium. My workmate knew Harold Norman, the referee, for the World Championship between Emil Koroshenko, the holder, and two-ton Tony Galindo. Tony Galindo had fought Joe Louis in the boxing ring twice for the world title and lost. That was when he took up wrestling. ML pinned him in the fifth round. On walking past me, two-ton Tony was a lather of sweat. Harold told us that he was going into the dressing room to drink 1 gallon of beer. That was true, because in the next day, in the paper, there was his photo drinking out of a huge glass.
Love it, H. You've been to more wrestling than I have. Thank you so much for that. Hope you had a good weekend and got plenty of tennis in as well. I know H is a big Ash Barty fan.
A gallon of beer?
Yeah.
That's a big drink. That's how
they used to hydrate back in the day.
That's a very, very big sip. This texter says, how many NFL players have Black Lives Matter on the back of their helmets? Are you kidding Tennis Australia stopping somebody from wearing a T-shirt?
Yeah, no name on that one, but makes a great point. Politics is in sport. It is everywhere. And if it's completely non-offensive and also in line with actually what Tennis Australia are believing and putting out there, it makes no sense that those people were asked to take their tops off.
Read the room right, I think, is the message that you'd be giving to the Tennis Australia board.